It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Thursday the 20th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Okay, let's do the numbers, Marketplace Tech style. Messaging application WhatsApp has the ability to let you send texts, pictures, and video messages to friends for free. It also has 450 million users. It's gaining 1 million every day, and Facebook just bought it for $19 billion. Why would the world's biggest social network buy the world's fastest growing messaging app? Let's ask Nate Elliott at Forrester Research. Hi, Nate.
Hello.
$19 billion? In what universe?
Well, listen, Facebook's always worked really hard to keep its users engaged, to keep them coming back every day. Some of that's by coming up with their own good ideas. Some of it's by stealing ideas from competitors. And more, they're looking to keep people coming back by acquiring some of the more interesting competitors. And when you add to that the fact that they have been getting some questions about their ongoing relevance to teens and to other young users, and that those young audiences form a big part of the WhatsApp community, you can see the urgency to make this acquisition.
Is this buying a way into the phones and hopefully the hearts of international users? Because WhatsApp has a lot.
It does. It started outside the U.S. and still claims a large audience outside the U.S. I think it's important to note that Facebook isn't exactly bad at collecting international users. This is what they focus all of their attention on. How do they make their site and their services more and more attractive to users and keep people using Facebook properties more and more?
On that note, are we going to see big changes to WhatsApp after this buy?
I don't think we will. Of course, it's too early to know for sure what they're going to do with WhatsApp, but the Instagram purchase and what's happened in the year and a half, almost 2 years since then, I think is pretty instructive. Facebook didn't force big changes on the Instagram community. They gave Instagram new resources, and then they slowly started to introduce marketing and advertising. And I think we can expect a pretty similar trajectory for WhatsApp and for anything else that Facebook purchases.
While we're talking about Instagram, just 2 years ago, the price of that company was $1 billion. And now we're talking about $19 billion for a price tag. Why?
The fact that Facebook's been so focused on mobile, and add to that the fact that Facebook's been getting a lot of questions about whether they can keep teens and young users coming back, I think that, again, that increases the urgency for them to make an acquisition like this.
Nate Elliott is an analyst at Forrester Research. Nate, thank you very much.
Thank you.
There's news of another giant tech company spreading its tentacles, or in this case, its fiber optic cables. Google has announced that it's inviting 34 more cities around the U.S. to start getting its service Google Fiber, which promises speeds up to 100 times faster than other broadband options. Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina, Portland, Oregon, San Jose, California, Nashville, Tennessee, all on the list. Nothing for New York City, though. Better luck next time, I guess. Our best hopes for technology usually revolve around new ways to solve our biggest problems. So how about an app that tries to take over my phone and a bunch of other phones to tackle curing cancer while I'm sleeping? Giving smartphones bite-sized computing tasks while their owners snore is the idea behind a new application called PowerSleep. Rachel Feltman has been looking at this for the publication Quartz. Rachel, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
I have heard for so many years that my cell phone is giving me cancer, but apparently it's not, and it might help me get better.
That's right. A study actually came out from the UK. They basically spent 11 years and around $22 million showing pretty substantially that cell phones probably don't give you cancer.
Okay. Phew. We can all breathe a sigh of relief. But it's a little bit more than just cell phones won't give you cancer, right?
Right. It turns out that cell phones could actually contribute to research to cure cancer. There's this new app called PowerSleep. It lets you donate your phone's downtime to this project called the Similarity Matrix of Proteins. We discover new proteins all the time. And a big part of figuring out how we can use them in therapies is understanding how they're similar to proteins we already understand. Your cell phone is more than sophisticated enough to parse this data and figure out how proteins are related.
Okay, so wait, what does my cell phone's downtime have to do with this?
So the idea is that when you're sleeping and you're not using the data processing on your cell phone, you plug it in. This app has an alarm clock function. So you set your alarm and that tells the app that you're not using your phone. And then you get a packet of data And your phone will process that data. It takes about half an hour to an hour, and then it sends it back to the research center in Vienna.
So my phone's essentially becoming part of a botnet, but for good rather than evil?
Right. If you have enough cell phones, they can together act as a supercomputer. And it's way cheaper than building a giant computer that you would have to add to and add to as you needed more processing power for these proteins.
Can you push this forward for me? Like, I don't know, how soon could this app really make a difference?
The idea of people donating computer time isn't new. There's actually a project in Berkeley that's been going on for a while. But the thing is, that's not really widely known about. And if you have something on the Google Play Store, like this app, it's going to be used much more widely. It may not cause some sudden breakthrough, but it's doing work that really needs to be done.
Rachel Feltman is a science and tech and health reporter at Quartz. Rachel, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's it for us today. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook. We're at facebook.com/marketplacetechreport. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.